Hi there, and thank you for joining us for this Windows 10 Pitch Perfect session for partners. My name is Michael Bennett. I'm the Channel Sales Manager and Dynamics Lead for Microsoft Weka, West, East, Central Africa, and Indian Ocean Islands. And joining me in the studio today is Rotimi. Rotimi, please introduce yourself.
Certainly, Michael. Happy to do so. Welcome, everyone. My name is Rotimi Olumide, and I lead the Windows Business Division for Sub-Saharan Africa, and it's a pleasure to be part of this discussion today.
Excellent. Thank you, Rotimi. So what we're going to be doing today is playing the part of a Microsoft seller, a Microsoft representative. That's going to be played by Rotimi. Mm-hmm. I'm going to play the part of a Microsoft partner executive, a business decision maker. And what we want to do is to show you some of the typical conversations that you might experience and have some questions around with regard to Windows 10. So without further ado, Rotimi, you are now a Microsoft seller and I am a partner executive.
All right, so let's begin the role play then. Well, Michael, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Rotimi. I'm fine. How are you? Good to see you again, sir.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Thank you for seeing me. Thanks for making the time. I love to have these discussions with you. It's always great to talk to a core business decision maker in one of our key partners just to learn about what you're doing from a day-to-day perspective. As you know, I lead the Windows business for Sub-Saharan Africa, working very closely with our partner community. And I'm so excited about Windows 10. I'm sure you are too. What are you hearing from your customers? How are things going?
Well, quite honestly, I don't actually get it. I mean, I understand it's a new operating system, but Microsoft has had new operating systems before.
Sure.
There's a lot of excitement around Windows 10. I need to understand what it really means. What is the real benefit to our customers, our mutual customers? And really, what's in it for me as a partner? Where am I actually going to make money out of an operating system? That kind of seems to be a little bit historic.
No, I hear you, Michael, and that's fair. That's fair. Actually, as I travel across the region, I speak to a lot of partners like yourselves, and I do get some of these questions. You know, why Windows 10? What really is so special about this new operating system? Is it like Windows 8.1, which wasn't the greatest hit? How can I make money from it? How can I add value for my customers? There's a few things I'd like to point out that I think you may find interesting, Michael. First of all, it's important to note that Microsoft's evolved as a company. The Microsoft of today is not the Microsoft of even 3-4 years ago. We're thinking much more thoughtfully about how we can add value for customers. How can we be more customer-obsessed in terms of the things that we are putting together, the products that we're creating for customers, the solutions we're putting in place? And Windows 10 is a great representation of that. If I think back to the Windows 8 launch, I would say we didn't give as much opportunity to our team to actually go out and take feedback from customers about what we can do better with the OS. They had a very successful operating system with Windows 7, widely received, you know, very positive, folks loved it, still got a lot of people using it today. I'd say with 8.1 and with 8, we went to a cloud-based operating system, which had some new interfaces. We took away the start button initially. And I'd say a lot of our commercial customers, certainly I heard from a lot of partners such as yourselves, that they just didn't see the value for the enterprise customer, for business owners. And so we took a step back. First thing we did, I want to say, is that we kind of looked at Windows 8 and made some improvements with 8.1. We brought back the start button. We introduced the functionality whereby users can boot directly to the desktop. We made the functionality better, made it safer, more secure, better performance. However, as we thought about Windows 10, we really wanted to find out what's the future for our customers? What are the key trends they're looking at? What's most important to them? What's top of mind? And how can we make a personal computing experience with Windows that would really enable them to accomplish their goals? And that, in a nutshell, is what you see with Windows 10. And there's four key things I like to talk about when I speak to the value proposition for our commercial customers and for you as our partners. The first thing I'll talk about is security. Every customer we talk to, and I'm sure this is the same for you, Michael, speaks about the dangers in the world we live in today. Cyber warfare. We have organized crime units actually trying to hack into different organizations and hold their data hostage and so on. We have malware attacks, we've got virus attacks, all sorts of challenges. Well, we all know that Microsoft is the world's leader in enterprise-grade security solutions. With Windows 7, we introduced BitLocker, we enabled direct access, you know, enabling our customers to leverage virtual private networks. With Windows 8 and 8.1, we introduced Windows Defender, much better malware functionality, you know, antivirus functionality as well. With Windows 10, we've taken security to a whole new level. And this is important for us to outline to you as our partners, because we really want you to share this great features with customers as well. So let's think about some of the challenges customers face. First of all, identity. You want to make sure that you have a secure identity. When a customer is using their device, they want to make sure that their credentials are secure. No one's hacking into their devices. that they're able to have a secure experience regardless of where they are and where they're working, whether it's in the office or on the road and so on. We introduced two interesting features with Windows 10. First of all, we have multi-factor authentication. What that simply means is we enable two forms of entry into a device. The password, which we're all familiar with, yes, passwords are reasonably efficient, but we've seen lately that passwords can be breached. They can be phished, they can be guessed, they can be broken. And so you need a higher level of security functionality on your devices. So we introduce pins and passwords. Together, we have a much stronger functionality to protect your system, protect your user credentials with that multi-factor authentication. We do this with Microsoft Passport. We also introduce a feature called Windows Hello, which enables biometrics functionality. So now, you know, you can log into your device with an iris scanner, you can log in with facial recognition, you can use a fingerprint recognition as well. So just an added level of innovation from a security perspective, but keeping the platform more secure than ever before. Now, as a partner, I think you have a wonderful opportunity to even develop a service around providing stronger security infrastructure for your customer as you help them transition to Windows 10. Because they're going to want to think about, okay, what are the things we can do to be more secure? And you come in and we say, let's help you deploy Windows 10. You're going to get better identity and security functionality. The second piece is around the protection of data. That's the holy grail. We talk about big data, we talk about mobile scenarios and all that. Well, all of that is meaningless if one's environment is not secure, if one's data is not secure. With Windows 10, we launch enterprise data protection. Essentially, we are automating the encryption of data as it comes into a device and as it leaves. Better functionality. We do this with mobile scenarios as well as on-prem. Never before been launched, brand new feature with Windows 10, and a bunch of your customers who have software assurance today already have the bits to Windows 10. They can already utilize this functionality, but they're holding off because they didn't have a great experience with 8 and 8.1. Many are still on Windows 7. Many have not committed to doing a wholesale upgrade. So you have an opportunity to go in with your team and say, hey, here are some great features of Windows 10. Let's help you with the deployment process. You're going to have a much more secure infrastructure and a whole bunch of other features to boot. The third feature I'll speak to from a security perspective features around how we manage the devices themselves, how we lock down the devices with a feature called Device Guard. Now, malware is becoming more and more of a problem for our customers, commercial customers especially. Malware can seep into a device typically when you're booting the device up. So there's a secure boot functionality we've introduced with Device Guard, with Windows 10, that just adds another layer of security to the device. So when you think about enterprise data protection, think about identity and security protection with protection credentials, and then protecting the actual device with Device Guard, I think you'll agree that this is a really, really wide set of new security features for your customers. So that's the first point I'd mention.
Yeah, so I mean, let me just summarize that, because that was a lot of information that you've given me. You've touched on the user interface. So yes. You're actually telling me that would be a reason as to why to move from 7. I mean, 7 is a really, really good operating system. There's a lot of it out there, and it's really, really sticky. So the user interface, that's one thing. I'm a little bit more interested in the data security, the information security, because that really is a primary concern. When we're looking at our customers, when they're looking at a cloud strategy, the first thing they're going to ask is, how secure is my data?
Absolutely.
And then there's multiple levels of that. The one is the device that the data happens to be sitting on, and then it's how you're actually managing those devices, which you touched on something there. But, you know, when I look at my business, I've got to make money. So I can understand that from the customer's point of view. But I need to go and there are three areas of my business. The one is I'm selling hardware. So we're a representative of one of the major OEMs,
yes.
And I need to be able to move devices if that division is going to be profitable. And then secondly, we also have a strong ISV business. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how an operating system can actually help that at all. And then quite honestly, when I look at our licensing business, where do we make money there? How does Windows 10 actually help me do more licensing? Because quite honestly, every time I look around, it seems to be cheaper and more available. So, you know, is that's more of a threat to me, perhaps. And then I need to understand for our consulting business, for our services, where we actually have the opportunity. I think you've touched on something now where we're looking at data security and information security.
Absolutely.
But I'd like to understand a little bit more around that and help me look at my whole business as to why Windows 10 is that much better a business proposition for me as a partner to you than Windows 7 is.
Absolutely. No, thank you, Michael. And thank you for spelling out some of your core priorities and areas where you would like to have more information from Microsoft. You know, it's interesting. There's a two-pronged conversation here. There's a conversation you have with your customers about the value proposition of Windows 10. There is a conversation you have within your team about how you strategize around creating more value for your customers and thereby getting some revenue back and building stronger relationships as a result of that. So
exactly.
Let me see if I can parse that out and give you some information that hopefully you'll find useful. So we talked briefly about security. Let me quickly outline some of the other key value propositions that are differentiated about Windows 10. Let's talk a little bit about what it means for your business. So security is one piece. We talk about the fact that Windows 10 is managed for continuous innovation, which means we enable customers to have in-place upgrades. Never again will you have to worry about wiping your data, putting your data on an external hard drive, taking hours and hours of time just to update to a new operating system. When you think about doing that on a large scale, it takes a lot of time, it's costly, and there's also risk in terms of data loss. We take that away with the innovation we've introduced with in-place upgrades, whereby you can actually do an in-place upgrade on-site. Customers will love that feature. You'll be a hero to your customers if you can help them implement that. Productivity. We enable much more productive scenarios simply because we enable our customers to leverage not just a more modern and trusted operating system platform, but to leverage solutions like Office 365, and like Azure and Intune. Essentially, these solutions enable us to help customers manage their devices and their applications all within one secure platform. And finally, in terms of devices, there's a slew of modern devices that are going to come onto the market in the next little while, just over the next few weeks and months ahead, as we roll into the holiday season. Two-in-ones, all-in-ones, new tablet form factors, all with Windows 10, all with a brand new personal computing experience that has the familiarity of Windows 7, but the benefits of an application ecosystem and touch-based interface that lets them work across all mobile device form factors. One operating system to work all across devices, regardless of phone, phablet, tablet, two-in-one, all-in-one, and so on. One converged application ecosystem, which means one application will be available to use through one app store across all different form factors. All great features, all differentiated, totally unique to Microsoft and unique to the Windows operating system. So a great set of features that you need to share with your customers. Now, what does this really mean for you? I mean, technology is cool and all that, and that's great, but at the end of the day, I know you got bills to pay, you got to keep the lights on, and you want to grow your business. The way I think about you, Michael, and your company is as such. You want to have deeper relationships with your existing customers. Mm-hmm. You want to win some new customers. You want to create some new business models that enable you to leverage this mobile-first, cloud-first world you keep hearing about. As a trusted Microsoft partner, you buy into our vision to enable every person and every organization on the planet to achieve more, but you want to see what that really means for your enterprise. You want to achieve more, too. Well, there's five key factors I talk to when I speak to partners about the value proposition for them. So let's break them down. And coincidentally, they kind of fall in line very nicely with the points you raised earlier on. Number one, the device opportunity. So you're a device seller, selling Windows devices. I know you're also looking at other devices as well, you know, other form factors, iPads, maybe tablets as well. For me, the Windows device is a socket for your organization. It is a path through which you can sell a whole variety of cloud solutions to your customers. Now, with the new form factors we're introducing, you have an opportunity to offer ever-increasing variety of powerful, high-quality devices with Windows 10 that enable our customers to enjoy mobile scenarios, whether it's working from home or working on the road, whether it's using direct access functionality or using enterprise mobility scenarios, whether it's using line of business applications. They now have an opportunity with devices to actually do that much more. So if you're selling devices, it's a great opportunity to go in and say, have you taken a look at some of these new Windows devices? These two-in-one form factor. Microsoft invented that two-in-one form factor when we launched Windows 8. There weren't tablets on the market with detachable keyboards before we came along with the Surface. And now all of our M&A partners have similar devices. We have a large community of device manufacturers in Shenzhen, China, generating some great devices. So I'd love to work with your team to get some hero devices with your M&A partners. Great price points, great deals. Would love to work with you and pitch this opportunity to your customers. Do you know, Michael, that a lot of the customers in the sub-Saharan region have not actually refreshed their devices in 3 to 5 years? You've got customers who are sitting on devices from when they purchased Windows 7 5-6 years ago. They didn't upgrade to 8 and 8.1. And therefore, they just kept the devices that they have because they're good enough. They've even got some customers using XP devices. we have a great opportunity to go and have to reset the conversation with them, because they can buy devices at half the price they did 5-6 years ago when we launched Windows 7, but with twice to three times the functionality in terms of performance and power.
Yeah, but what you're actually talking about, if I can interrupt you there, is you're actually talking about the devices actually being able to do more because they would be running Windows 10. So what you're actually talking about is actually not just a device being a device, just I need to access my emails and do a couple of Excel spreadsheets. What you're talking about is the device actually enabling mobility to enable the cloud and leveraging then the operating system. And if I go back to something you mentioned earlier, is leveraging the security that you've actually got as part of the Windows 10 offering, if I can call it that.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So it's not just moving devices for the sake of devices. It's what you're actually able to achieve with those devices is really what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's both. So think about the fact that there is a hardware refresh at some point in time that customers will consider. It's important for them to note that they can do so at a much more reasonable price point. But yes, a hardware device is meaningless if you can't really do more with it. Which is why I talked to you about the fact that in addition to helping your customers to replace their devices, you can now sell cloud services on top of those devices. Mm-hmm. You can attach Office 365, which I know your team is selling already. You can attach Azure. You know, you can attach Microsoft Intune. These are individual products. It's more of a transactional sale, but there's an opportunity there. I think the bigger push, though, is in helping your customers to envision bring your own device policy. We all know that your customers are using devices to access mail. They're using devices to get into SharePoint sites. They're using their own devices in some cases to actually do work. But very few of our customers actually have a policy in place to manage those devices, manage the use of the applications that share data across the devices, all within one secure environment. As a key Microsoft partner, you've got the opportunity to be the trusted advisor to help your customers actually explore these mobile scenarios. Here's what I mean. So yes, they can buy individual products like Intune to help them with management of devices and mobile scenarios, like Azure to help with cloud solutions and having instances of computing power in the cloud. But how about a solution that enables an organization through its IT team, through yourselves, to manage every device in the environment, whether it's a tablet, Windows, Apple device, or iOS, every application, all within one secure layer with the security infrastructure in place. That is the promise of Windows as an operating system with a trusted platform along with our enterprise mobility solutions. So that's where I really see a lot of opportunity. That's why I say the device is the socket. You know, it's often an opening. It's not the only one. It's one opening that you can use to sell a lot of cloud services. You can now increase the return on investment of your infrastructure services by offering things like enterprise mobility suite solutions, maintenance of that management layer. A lot of customers, they like the sound of mobile devices and applications. They don't want to be bothered with monitoring the application or updating it or so on. And they want help to transition to this layer. And that's where I see an opportunity as well for you.
Yeah, I can see that opportunity. I think that to get a customer ready to move to the cloud is probably a lot of work that needs to be done, a lot of planning that needs to be done architecturally.
Yes.
So I can actually see that there's probably valuable consulting work that we would actually be doing ahead of being able to leverage an investment into Windows 10.
Absolutely. And I'll say one more thing. You know, there's a scenario that I'm seeing increasingly where customers are getting more and more disillusioned with the amount of fragmentation that they're facing in their environments. By that I mean browsers. A lot of your customers are using Windows 7, which means they're using Internet Explorer 8, which is the default browser for Windows 7 machines. So they've provisioned applications that are compatible with Internet Explorer 8. Some have line of business apps dating back to XP days. And now you have a scenario where they buy some newer machines and they have IE 9 or 10, and you've got a fragmented browser experience where you're now having to test applications to work in different browsers, test sites to work in different browsers. Same thing with operating systems. Same thing with device types and so on. So increasingly you have a fragmented environment which adds cost and complexity. You know, and invariably we have a solution here which helps to reduce that fragmentation, helping customers to default to one key Internet Explorer experience with IE 11, which has backwards compatibility, helping them to move to one key operating system, Windows 10, which enables them to leverage not just a very, very functional and highly productive and efficient operating system, similar to Windows 7, with great security features, but also to leverage applications as well. They need help for that. And so I really see an opportunity where a lot of our core partners like yourselves move away from the more transactional sales and start to really build a practice around infrastructure services, around consulting services for deployment, be it deployment of Windows 10, deployment of IE 11, deployment of Microsoft Intune or Enterprise Mobility Suite of Solutions and so on. Great opportunities there. Two other things I think are important to note. You mentioned application capabilities, and I believe that your organization has some application capabilities today. We would love to help you with that. Do you know, Michael, that Microsoft has the one application ecosystem that has a great set of software development tools to enable developers around the world to port applications from other ecosystems to Windows?
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's quite amazing. Back in July, we released a set of software development toolkits to enable developers who have Android apps or Apple applications in those environments to very easily port those to Windows. Not just that, we introduced new functionality called the Universal Application on the Windows platform, such that any application that your team develops can be ported to any mobile device running Windows. There's one app store, one converged platform, one operating system across all form factors. Now think of the efficiencies that that introduces even within your organization. Let's say, for example, that everyone in your organization had a Windows device. It could be a phone, a tablet, phablet, two-in-one, all-in-one notebook, doesn't matter, desktop. And you internally provision one application through which you're able to share news with your employees. It could be training material, it could be content, it could be key business intelligence data. That application sits in the Windows application store and every employee can access it. It's always up to date, it's always updated. They can get it from anywhere in the world, they can stay informed. Think of the efficiency that that creates. The reduction in terms of just email, communication breakdowns, increased productivity as well. You can enable that same functionality for all of your customers. You can help them build their own application store, and they can have their own line of business apps in that store maintained by your organization that enable them to just work a lot smarter. We do this at Microsoft. It's not just it's pie in the sky stuff. We have our own internal application environment that we use. We use all of the software that I'm recommending to you today. So it's a great opportunity there. I want to encourage you and your team, let's work together. We'll help you get skilled up around developing universal applications. We'll also provide you with resources so that you can help customers to move their legacy line of business applications, such as those they have on XP and so on, to Windows 10. I was with a key customer somewhere in the South African region very recently. And, you know, very big infrastructure. They have their own internal data center. And the CIO said to me, I cannot move this core devices off XP because I have this one app that I need that is an XP line of business application. And I said, well, that's an untenable situation. You have other opportunities. You can move that app into a modern operating system, and you can do so much more with it. You can make it available to so many more people on so many more mobile form factors. And that way, really move your business forward. If it's a core app for you as a line of business app in XP, God only knows how much more you could do if it's a universal app on Windows 10. You've got lots of customers who have those scenarios. Mm. Great services opportunity for your organization as well.
So if I can look at summarizing this, I mean, let me be honest. Until recently, I actually thought that core infrastructure was dead as an opportunity for me. Okay, I could just see everything moving into the cloud, and it was really no opportunity for me to make any money out of core infrastructure because we were being pushed to Office 365. Everything's around the productivity. Yes. But what you've actually helped me realize, and I want to go into this in more detail with my team and your team, is sure, there's a pull from the customer side, the usability, the user interface, and particularly on the information and data security. Yes. I think that's something that we need to explore in more depth. But what you've actually tweaked in my mind today is really the fact that there's actually a lot of opportunity for me as a business. And I want to come back to the points that I raised earlier. Firstly, I think there's an opportunity now to look at what devices there are on the market and how those can be used to enable the customers to do their business better and for us to leverage that.
Absolutely.
Okay. I don't want to really look at a laptop as a laptop replacement or a desktop replacement. I really want to look at what are we going to be able to do with a variety of devices out there that are really then going to be fit for purpose in terms of enabling the customers to do more?
Yes.
And how do we actually then make Windows 10 a part of that? Okay. I think that you've shown me that I need to go back and rethink my core infrastructure and managed services. I think that there's an opportunity there to look at how I move customers to the cloud. and what the effort that is actually going to take to get them ready. There's obviously got to be a business benefit to that, because otherwise it's not going to be worth their investment. Yeah. But I think that there's an opportunity to do that. I think that the line of business applications, the apps, I think that there's something there that we need to have a look at. I've got a team of developers that I need to keep busy, because otherwise they don't justify themselves. But I think that there's maybe an opportunity to leverage Windows 10 and what Microsoft is doing in this cloud-first, mobile-first world that actually gives us the opportunity to put new things onto the table and to do things in a new and innovative way. And then secondly, I want to explore the licensing. I think that I need to understand that a bit more. We haven't gone into that in much depth, but I need to understand what is the licensing opportunity to make this work.
Absolutely.
Because it's really tough to go and sell licensing. Currencies are devaluating all the time.
Yeah.
To actually go in and say, this is why you've actually got to renew an EA. Never mind upsell anything. It's actually just the renewals are a challenge. How do we actually make that real? Because I can see opportunity, and there's EMS, there's ECS, there's a lot of things that are going to be enabled. How do we actually go and monetize the licensing opportunity, as well as the services opportunity, as well as the devices opportunity, to actually go and make it real for the customer at the end of the day that they're actually running better businesses themselves?
Absolutely, Michael. Great points, and you're absolutely right. As you were speaking, I couldn't help thinking, you know, this just is a wonderful opportunity. This challenge and opportunity we have here, it's a wonderful chance we have as Microsoft to develop an even stronger relationship with you as a partner. Because clearly we have great value. We have to communicate that to you in such a way that you're comfortable landing that with your customers, such that everybody benefits. It's a win-win for all concerned. Let me see if I can touch on the key points you raised. I'm going to backtrack a little bit to the first key points, the first four you raised, and then I'll finish off with the licensing piece. Is that okay?
Sure.
All right. So first of all, we talked about the devices piece, and I agree with you. It's not just about the device refresh. There's more to it than that. What is the functionality that Windows 10 provides? With the personal computing experiences, the familiarity that individuals who have Windows 7 will have with it, you know, the new functionality we introduce with applications, we have a set of resources that just speak to the core value prop of Windows 10, how it builds on Windows 7. I'd love to share that with you and through you with your customers, because right from that perspective, as they think about a transition, they don't have to worry about cost of training. Their employees will be more productive. They'll be able to use applications which they can't use today in Windows 7. So they'll save money on cost. They'll save money in terms of security infrastructure, because they have a much more robust security infrastructure. They don't have to worry as much about third-party security applications for credential support, for device guards or securing devices, for encrypting data, for malware, or for antivirus protection. Those are all features they can just wipe that off, because now with Windows 10 and that functionality on devices, they have that opportunity. Now, as I think about the core and managed services piece, I totally agree with you. There's an opportunity there. There's three things I think we should look at. Now, first of all, with the Windows 10 deployment, as we land the value proposition of Windows 10 with the customer together, we should work together towards getting them to at least try a deployment, try a proof of concept. We have resources at Microsoft to help you land a proof of concept with your customer. It could be business investment funds, it could be using voucher days available through certain customers. So that's a bit of work for you guys, revenue opportunities for you, but also adding value for the customer upfront. And one of the key triggers for that is the fact that we stopped supporting IE11 in January of next year. IE11 is one of two key default browsers in Windows 10 experience. So if you're going to transition to Windows 10, you need to have an IE migration plan in place and work it. And it helps, again, reducing that fragmentation for the customer, saves them money. Because the amount of money that customers spend today, you know, paying developers to provision applications for different browser experiences and sites and maintaining those different experiences, all of that goes away once they migrate to Windows to IE11. A great partner like yourselves could help them with that migration path. They do the profiling work. They understand what key scenarios, what key applications and sites are on what browser version. They pull them into IE11, and you can help them with that provisioning. Mm. And then they can use enterprise mode in IE11 to be able to have backwards compatibility with those sites. Great opportunity there, and a Windows 10 deployment opportunity. So when I think about the core services opportunity for your organization, even in the short term, the IE11 migration, the Windows 10 deployment, is the start of some incremental revenue that you can build on with things like cloud solutions and attached for the customers. Thirdly, with the line of business apps, I'm glad to note that your team have been developing applications. we need to go deeper with your customers and ask them, what are some of the core applications you're using on-prem? Like desktop-based applications, and even the internal websites, or legacy line of business apps. Some of them are using apps that are still on XP. Well, the ISV that helped them create that app has long since stopped supporting the app because we stopped supporting the underlying software for the application. So we have an opportunity to help talk to them, understand better what it is they're trying to accomplish with the application, speak about the opportunities to really, really grow the functionality of any app they have just by making it available through a mobile application ecosystem and then helping them to actually port that app over. Your team is ready to do that. Now, they may not have all the skills required, but we have the resources and training to help them. Plus, we'll make it possible for them to sit in front of our customers, you know, through device showcases and summits and hear firsthand about some of the applications customers are using or trying to utilize today, some of the challenges that they're having. It's a great opportunity for your organization. The fourth point you raised around the mobile first, cloud first piece. I mean, when I think about the opportunity from even a transactional perspective, a lot of your customers are leveraging cloud solutions today. They're using third-party cloud storage solutions. They may be using Amazon Web Services. They're engaging with virtualization scenarios. There's a whole bunch of stuff they're doing. And what's that doing is doing two things. One, it's adding cost. Because every time you provision a third-party application, you have to think about maintaining it and running it. And there's a whole set of protocols around that to worry about. And it increases fragmentation, which again, increases overall cost. You're able to come in and say, we'll help you to streamline your organization, streamline your environment. You know, third-party applications, yes, Windows interacts with them, Microsoft functionality like Intune interacts with third-party applications, but now you have a chance to say, let's help you to have a robust and structured yet simple framework for managing devices and applications all within one secure ecosystem. And that for me is another services opportunity, and it leads me to that last point around licensing. I totally get the challenge that you face there. It's hard enough, as you mentioned, getting customers to see the value in renewing an existing opportunity. Much harder to talk about incremental opportunities through true-ups and so on. There are three things I'd say there that I'd like you to consider. The first is, when we talk to customers, we have to help them envision what more they could accomplish based on their goals by being smarter about how they use technology. That's essential, because if they can understand better how technology can help fit into their mid to long-term plan, they're less likely to be hitting you for discounts, or less likely to be late on payments, or less likely to hold off on a renewal. So I think one key point, we all need to work together on this, is really understanding better where the customer is going. And in some cases, we got to help them. We got to help them to say, this is where you could go with your business. And it's not so much about buying new stuff. How about just leveraging the existing functionality you have today? And by the way, how about having a policy in place that helps you have a much more structured and managed environment that builds on your on-prem investments with Microsoft software? That for me is the pivot for the discussion around the enterprise mobility suite. If I come to a customer, if I'm a partner, and I come to a customer and say, I got a great new product, enterprise mobility suite, it's got all this great functionality, it allows you to do stuff. Without the appropriate context, the customer just sees it as another shiny object that we're looking to them to purchase, and there's a lot of pushback. But if we're able to link the customer's objective to speak in very, very simple terms about what it is we're offering through an enterprise mobility suite, I think we'll have a lot more success. And one thing I know for sure is every single customer of yours is exploring enterprise mobility scenarios or is faced by them today. They may not all be thinking about what to do about it or how to leverage it or how to create a competitive advantage in the marketplace, but they all have those scenarios today. I just came back from a pretty long trip. We've seen some of the customers in your region, and every single one had a need to have a management functionality in place for devices and applications and a more secure environment. Everyone. So that's a clear opportunity for you. So when I think about licensing, I think having a solution discussion, EMS is a license, is a piece of solutions we have. That's one thing to talk about. The fact that you can license Windows on a per-user basis is another interesting opportunity. Now, many of your customers have licensed Windows on a desktop basis. So they may have 500 desktops and they have 500 licenses. But truth be told, their employees have got more than one device that they're using and they're leveraging in enterprise scenarios. They've often got a tablet. They might also have a smartphone or two. How about making sure that we're covering all of those devices, regardless of whether they're Windows devices or not, with the Windows operating system, along with Office 365? Such that the employees can be productive regardless of what device they're using, what form factor. So therein lies an opportunity. That per user license motion really offers great opportunities for you with customers who are already using mobile scenarios. And just a few questions to them, profiling them about tablet usage in the workplace, how tablets are being used, how smartphones are being used, opens up that opportunity for you. And that's how I think about the likes of the EMS solution or the Enterprise Cloud Suite, which is really about the management piece we have through EMS that I know you're familiar with Office 365. And then Windows comes in along for the ride with that extra per user licensing feature. So I think there's opportunity there. There's a transactional piece for customers who are like, well, I only want to manage my devices. They've got Intune. I want to explore Azure in the cloud, Azure Active Directory, rights management features provide that functionality. But if we can get them to envision how they can really make use of mobile scenarios to grow their businesses, it doesn't have to be broad-based. Even if it's just with a subset, a particular team, particular business model, that's the entry point that enables you to take advantage of this trend.
Okay, so we're running out of time, so yes. I need to move on. But I think that I've got a much clearer idea as to where Windows 10 can add value to the business, where it becomes the trigger, if you will, for a lot more productive customer discussions. And I'd like to follow that up with you and your team, and I'd like to get our technical teams involved so we can actually have a look at these scenarios in more detail, because we've had a very high-level conversation, but I can see a number of hooks that that are meaningful to me and to my business as a Microsoft partner.
Well, I'm so glad you said that, Michael, and candidly, that's why I'm here. I wanted to make sure that I gave you that high-level overview. We want your partnership on an ongoing basis, and we want your sponsorship as we think about how we can sell these solutions better. May I suggest a couple of follow-up steps?
Please.
All right, thank you. So first of all, I'd like to get your key partner sellers, the folks who are actually talking to your customers on a day-to-day basis, I'd like to get them into a brief session to walk them through the Windows 10 deployment process, what's involved in it, what resources we have available to help them to go help your customers to start a deployment. I'd also like to make sure they're aware of the Internet Explorer opportunity they have. Because again, a lot of customers are not aware that those sites that they have on earlier versions of IE may start breaking in just a few short months' time. So you're able to go in there with information that's valuable to the customer, extract that value, and then have a services process in place where you're helping them with the IE 11 migration. And that's a great precursor to the Windows 10 deployment. So I'd like to make sure that your team fully understands that value proposition and we get that going. So I'm happy to set that up with the team. I hope that's okay with you.
Please do.
Wonderful. Second thing I'd like to do is get your app developers just up to speed on the universal application technology we have in place so that they can develop some expertise around building a simple universal application. Maybe they'll do something internal that you guys can use on your Windows devices, but also I want them to understand better what we've put into the software development toolkit so that any Android applications that your customers may have, or even some Apple applications that they may be using on their iPads with their execs, that we understand how to move those into the Windows environment. That's going to be important because your team can now have a services business in three ways. One, helping your customers move legacy line of business applications to the modern Windows operating system, which is great. Developing third-party applications that your customers may use. They may be scenario-specific, they may be industry-specific. That's a key opportunity there. And third, maintaining applications for your customers, be it the ones that you provide to them or third-party or something that they have internal. Customers don't really know how to maintain those apps in a modern application environment. They're still learning. It's a great opportunity for you to teach them and grow with them, help them with content updates, troubleshooting, making the applications even more effective in the environment. So I'd love your support in just working with your app dev team around that.
Wonderful. Agreed.
Third and final, would love to have you come participate in some of our mobility events. We have a few events where we're talking to customers directly about the Windows 10 value proposition. Would love to have our partners such as yourselves come in and hear firsthand how we're pitching Windows 10 to customers. Hear firsthand some of the customers' concerns and see where some of the opportunities may lie, because I think that's going to open up your eyes to even more opportunities that we haven't thought about for you to make money by adding value for your customers with Windows 10.
All right, that sounds good. All right. Anything that looks like it can be profitable for our company?
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah, and it's a win-win. So you make money, we do as well, and it's all about adding value for the customers up front. Now, Michael, I know we're out of time. I want to thank you again for making the time for me today. Do you think we've covered some of the key issues and the questions that you had on your mind around Windows 10?
Yes, Ratami. So I think in this, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
I think that I now have it's still high level, but it's a much deeper appreciation for what Windows 10 can be doing for our customers, and where it's actually a significant opportunity for us as a Microsoft partner. I think that there's a lot of detail to be thrashed out, so sure. We do need to go into that. But I'm far more excited about Windows 10 than I was before you walked in. So thank you very much. That. I appreciate you coming through and educating me.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much, Michael. And what I'd like to do, we'll set up another meeting just with you directly a quarter from now, so 3 months from now. And I'd love to circle back with you around the three core next steps that we outlined. The opportunity in terms of driving the discussion with your partner sellers, the application piece, as well as the work we want to do with you around the general scenarios for Windows 10. So want you at our events, want you to participate and be visible, and talk to customers, and help us to evangelize. The more people we get excited about Windows 10, the easier it is for us to sell solutions, the easier it is for us to drive the momentum and make more money in the process.
Fantastic, Rotem.
All right.
Thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you, Michael. Once again, thank you all for the time today. Really enjoyed the session, and I hope that you got something out of the role play that Michael and I just finished off. A few key points for all our great partners out there as we end this role play. Please, if you haven't signed up for the Windows Insider program, please go ahead and do so today, because we'll give you a chance to see some of the great new features we're introducing before we launch them for the public. Talk to your customers about Windows 10 deployment. Talk to them about migration to IE 11, given that we're coming to the end of support for earlier versions of IE in just a few short months in January of 2016. And start to have the conversation about cloud attach to Windows 10. Remember, it's a great trusted platform. Learn a bit more about security features and use that as a great pivot to have the discussion about helping customers move over to this modern operating system. Once again, thank you for your time and look forward to seeing you in the market soon.